From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. More than 700 million miles from Earth, on Saturn's biggest moon, Titan, a European spacecraft made a historic landing today. The Huygens probe became the first craft to land on one of the solar system's outer moons. And for more than 4 hours, it sent back a wealth of information about the mysterious cloud-covered Titan. Joining us from Mission Control in Darmstadt, Germany, is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, I understand the first pictures from Huygens have begun to come in. What do they show?
Oh, Melissa, they are thrilling to look at. They've released three so far, and what they reveal is a landscape that is really otherworldly. The first picture that they released shows, looks like a big pile of mud with what you would expect might be water channels running down to a shoreline. But Titan is far too cold for water to be there, so this must be some other fluid that's flowing on the surface of this moon, maybe natural gas in a liquid form, or maybe tar, or some other very strange material, mysterious substance at any rate. The second picture was actually from the lander once it actually hit the ground and was taking a view around. And what it saw was a scape that was very reminiscent in some ways of Mars. It was a flat plain covered with rounded boulders. There was no sense of scale, so I suppose they could be peas as opposed to boulders. Mm. But these rounded objects sort of stretching off to the horizon in a very smooth sort of sediment-like background. The third picture was suggested that there were large, complicated lakes or something, big bodies of water with complicated shorelines like you would see along a reservoir or one of these sort of Midwestern lakes that have very weird and complicated shorelines. So they are these are just the very first images. They have not been cleaned up. They have not been interpreted for us, so I've been making it up a little bit, but they are just fascinating, fascinating views.
Well, you're describing these channels and lakes. What is it that scientists are hoping to learn from these images?
Well, this moon is one of the biggest moons in our solar system, and no one has ever been able to see what it looks like on the surface. It is one of the few objects in the whole solar system that has a nice dense atmosphere. It's actually denser than the Earth's atmosphere, but it's also a cloudy atmosphere, so flybys of space probes and even relatively up close looks from space have not really been able to reveal what's on the ground and what's in the atmosphere of this body. So what they're really trying to do is understand what atmospheres are all about. They have Earth's to look at. They have a very thin atmosphere on a few other planets to look at and a thick one on Venus. But in terms of really getting a sense of what are the possibilities of atmospheres, this was a very, very high priority target for many years.
Well, this final descent to the surface of Titan today came after a 7-year trip into space. Can you describe how this last day's journey unfolded?
Sure. Well, the Huygens made itself, got itself most of the way to Saturn by riding on the back of the Cassini space probe, a much larger mothership, if you will. And on Christmas Day, Cassini let it go and had it fall towards the surface of Titan, and it's been falling ever since. And early this morning, it hit the atmosphere of Titan at incredible speeds. It had a big heat shield, somewhat reminiscent of the Apollo capsule heat shields, to help slow it down and give it some good braking. And once it got to a reasonable speed, parachutes deployed, and it actually drifted for 2.5 hours down through this atmosphere to the ground. And once it hit the surface, it kept on humming along beautifully for several more hours, sending data back to Cassini. And Cassini, in turn, was collecting all this data. It turned, and it sent it back to Earth. And that data is just here now.
Must have been happy scientists there today. Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris at Mission Control for the Huygens probe in Darmstadt, Germany.